Welcome, listeners, to the gathering place of two big bald buddies who dare to delve into the horrors of the unknown. This is the Horror Basement and Beyond, where Johnny and his co-conspirator in all things mysterious, the one and only Jim Jam. They take you on a hair-raising journey through the realms of horrors, where shadows whisper secrets, cryptids lurk in the shadows, and extraterrestrial beings may just be watching. But fear not, because the only truly frightening thing in our basement is our passion for the unexplained. We're not just your average podcast. We're the big bald buddies who bring you a spine-tingling blend of horror, mysterious phenomena, cryptids, aliens, and even a dash of culinary curiosity. Yes, you heard that right. We'll explore the eerie and satiate your appetite for the strange and unusual, while keeping it as funny as we can. So buckle up as we venture into the depths of the horror basement and beyond, where nightmares come to life, mysteries unfold, and two big bald buddies guide you through the unknown with a blend of terror, humor, and a hunger for the unexplained. It's time to face your fears and join us in the darkness. Because down here, every creak, every rustle, and every story has a sinister tale to tell. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the big bald buddies, Jim Jam and Johnny. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. As always, Jim Jam is here with us.
I'm here, Jim Jam.
Hello, everyone. Greetings and salutations.
What salutations mean?
I don't know. Good tidings, I guess.
What the fuck is this, Christmas? Tidings to you.
It's greetings and salutations. It's just a greeting, man.
Dude, this is only fucking May. April. I mean,
why does good tidings only have to exist during Christmas?
The only time I ever heard it.
I don't know what tidings are. What are they tidying? Your presents are tidy? Anyways, hello everyone. Thank you for listening. Jim Jam is not here today. He will be absent. That was not really actually him. I'm just kidding. Anyways. So, we got some horror news for you. We got some strange news, of course. And we went and seen Tom Segura at Bridgestone Arena.
Yep. Dude, this motherfucker is fucking hilarious. Stupid funny. If I suggest anytime you get a chance to go see Tom Segura, do it. Or just any kind of stand-up comedy, go do it.
Yeah, definitely should.
Alex being funny, y'all. But we're trying to find a comedian that we'd like to go see at Zany's again. I think we're just gonna shoot the shot and pick one and go, right?
Yeah, probably. But Tom Segura, man, it's crazy. He had a couple opening acts. I don't remember their names. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I don't either.
The first one, I had seen stuff on his before, and I'd already heard his stuff on TikTok. And he's funny, but, I mean, I've already heard it. But Tom came out there, and just the amount of how funny he is compared
to the openers. That's why they're openers, Johnny.
Yeah, but it's just... wow. I mean, from the very get-go, the first joke, I mean, it was just funny. The whole thing was funny. He's a good storyteller, and just able to put them jokes together. It's really well done.
I want to see his kids interact with him, because the way he talks about his kids, like how they act around the house and stuff, I bet that would be entertaining as fuck.
Yeah.
Because he makes them sound like they're intelligent little men, right?
Well, I mean, that's part of the joke. None of this stuff.
And one of his sons, his name is Teacher right now.
Yeah, maybe that's true. I don't know. Like, with comedians, you don't know if any of their stories are true. They're just embellished stories in their life.
Yeah.
So, it was fun. We had a really good time. It's worth the money, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, we went to 8 before at this, it's like a damn...
It's called Assembly Hall. It's like a food court.
Yeah, all tons of different types of food. Well, the only reason it sucked is because the restaurant we picked and ton of people. So
I don't care. I think it'd suck no matter what.
Oh, okay.
But just because nothing's made there. You know what I mean? I don't think they make anything there. You know what I mean? Like, everything's pre-made and brought in.
Maybe.
Well, because it's such a so busy. You know what I'm saying? I just find it hard for them. Like, maybe Prince's Hot Chicken, they make it there. But still, it's small.
Yeah.
It's so small. Like, the kitchens and all that are so small. I just don't.
Yeah, it's right across.
I mean, the cheesesteak when they make the cheesesteak there.
That looked good, even though I don't eat all that. It's right across from Bridgestone Arena, which that's the reason we went to it, because we, you know, Tom Segura was there. So we got there about 6, went over there and got some food and took our time. And then I fucked up and sat us down in the wrong seats. Thought we had it made, but we didn't. Turned out I was in 104 and we were supposed to be in 105 in the middle of the fucking row.
Yeah.
Jim Jam is not picking the seats next time.
I still think that they could, like, because we weren't the only ones to fucked up seats. Because I'm sitting there watching, and there's so many people, like, where they don't do the layout.
Yeah, they got
not as fucking easily done.
And the people that don't really guide you too well. I didn't ask a question. I just said where it's GG. So I just assumed we were at 105. And I sat down. Oh, man, we had some seats.
Because 104 is to the left and 105 is to the right. So,
and the seats were like, it was in a curve. So two of the seats were like sitting off from the other seat. So I sat right there and it was like perfect, you know, between me and my wife. There's no, we wasn't all up on it. And then someone come by and was like, I think you're on our seats. And I was like, no. We're in 105. And he goes, oh, you're in 104 right now. And I look back, sure enough. Motherfucker. So.
Yeah. Yeah, people were even down there on the floor where the regular chairs were. You can see people trying to find their rows. It's, I don't know. I think there could be a better way. But anyways, it don't matter. We had a really great time. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah. Not sure what else. I haven't done much else.
I'm tired as fuck. Did a little art craft show today. What's it called? Here, I got it on the search. So. Heroes and Villains Craft Show. It was all right. You know, we made about $50. I'm gonna break it. But you know, kind of got to network and stuff, and we talked to some folks. You know, just chilled and hung out. But we're gearing up for. We're going to try to do Nashville Horror Con if it works out. But definitely doing Creepy Con. Definitely going to be there. I'm wore out, John.
Okay, why?
70 degrees a day. I don't know. Just sitting out there. I don't know. You know, interacting with people takes it out of you.
Yeah.
Johnny didn't stay long.
No.
He tapped out on me.
Well, I mean, I didn't know anything about this until last week.
I don't blame you, though. There wasn't nothing going on, so it's pretty boring, just chilling. Ain't no sense in everybody being there. Ain't nothing going on, right?
Yeah, well, I left at 2, and there's only 3 hours left.
We went and got dinner. That's probably why I'm really tired.
Yeah. Oh, man, I had some Tacos de hombre. Oh, man, it was like steak and bacon and grilled onions and cheese. Oh, so good. Real good. Anyways, let's get into some horror news. That's what y'all are here for anyways. You horror whores. Horror whores. Yeah, I called you a bunch of whores. Whores for horror.
So,
or you sluts for horror. Let me know in the comments. You sluts for horror. Are you a horror whore?
Yeah. Well, he said. Well, I want to explain this real quick right now. I got a little off time, so I'm able to do some more articles. So I've got like...
Yeah, so go to tnhorror.com.
Well, I got 5 or 6 up here, and then Amy has an article where she reviewed Lisa Frankenstein.
So go to tnhorror.com.
Yeah, go there. Check it out. We're just going to...
TN, HORROR.com.
Oh, yeah. It's been like that's the web address.
We haven't really tried to promote that in a long time. So we got to get that in now.
Yeah, because, you know, I didn't have time to do it. And Yeti has a full time job again. Once we're able to pay somebody, there'll be a lot more. But yeah, until then, I'm doing it. And this is what you get. Edgar Wright to reboot Stephen King's The Running Man. A futuristic thrill ride. I'll pull it over to the full screen so you can see.
Let's be honest. Loved The Running Man movie. Didn't realize it was a Stephen King book or based off of. Never knew that. Assume Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
Was in it.
That's the book right there.
And I absolutely love this movie.
That's the cover for the movie.
I think I watched it last year. I mean, I don't watch it once a year. I don't watch any movie once a year, I don't think, really.
Before I click back over, this is the guy that's remaking it.
Yeah, is that Edgar?
Edgar Wright.
What's up, E.G.? What do you think of Edgar's nickname is? Edge?
Yeah.
Ed.
Rated R Superstar.
It's just Ed. Come on. It's just fucking Ed. Anyways.
Wright did the Late Night in Soho.
Oh, that was good. I really enjoyed that.
You enjoyed one of his movies.
Good. But I really enjoyed The Running Man, the original. It was so freaking good. Was that 1982? Oh, no. Okay, I was about to say, I was like, damn, 1987 is when it hit. Okay.
So, yeah. We got.
Did you ever watch The Running Man? What?
I haven't seen it. I guess I'm going to have to.
He's only 3 years old. I was 7 when it came out. I could have been 6.
Check it out.
Dude, it's freaking good.
Welcome to America in 2025.
What's her name's in it? Sharon Stone?
Does she show her cougar?
No.
Oh, okay. Well.
She only showed it once.
Basically,
yeah, and really didn't see much.
Beaver, or bushy beaver.
But anyways, there's a lot of death.
Dude, look what year it is, though. They got to bring it out next year. Because that's perfect, because it's supposed to be set in 2025 anyways. The new one probably won't, because it has to be more futuristic, right?
Yeah. But I
want to watch it now to see what they thought 2025 was going to look like.
Oh, it was like dystopian. Or like really, like their TVs were everywhere and these people were watching it in the slums. Like everyone watched this show. It's a fucking good movie, man. It's probably on Amazon or HBO, I imagine. Or Max, sorry.
No, it's not because it's Paramount.
Oh, then it might be on Paramount.
Let's see, yo. You can watch it on Pluto TV.
Oh, fuck Pluto. I'm not watching commercials.
Everywhere else is down $3.99, though.
Oh. Well, maybe they got the rights right now. I'm pretty certain it's on other things because I watched it free. Anyways, it's a good movie. I enjoy it. I love it.
I'm going to go check it out.
With the remake. I mean, let's be honest. I'd be fine with them. If they did it like it was, you know what I'm saying? I'd be down with it. I'll be down.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to try to check it out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's good. You can fall asleep. Anyways, let's go.
Lisa Frankenstein Blu-ray Collector's Edition. You can get that now. It's out. Take a gander real quick. Look right there. I just watched this movie last week. It's a fun movie. It's in the set in the 80s. It's pretty funny, you know, this dude is dead. She resurrects him. I can't remember exactly.
To have sex with him?
She's infatuated with him. He's like for back in the day.
Oh.
But
that's Cole Sprouse?
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah, sure is.
This is like Warm Bodies.
Oh, that's what's her name?
From,
Yeah.
What's that? What show?
Cobra
Kai?
Yeah. Is that her?
Yeah, that's one fucked up. Oh, what's his name's daughter?
That is her. She's in something else too. I can't remember.
Yeah. But yeah, she's pretty funny. That's the director right there. But yeah, this is a very entertaining movie. Set in the 80s. You're an 80s fan. It's got some sexual material, some bloody images and stuff like that. I don't know. What is it? PG-13? I don't remember. Anyways, either way. Yeah, these days, y'all, the shit y'all see on TikTok and stuff. This is amateur shit. But go to tnhorror.com. You can read through all this. Check out Lisa Frankenstein. It's on, is it?
I don't know, man. It's on Blu-ray.
Peacock. Because Universal put it out, but yeah. But yeah, you could pick up this collector's edition Blu-ray at Amazon.
That's digital code.
Yeah. Johnny already used ours. But yeah, that's that.
And then we have Plunge into Darkness on Night Swim from Blumhouse is out on Blu-ray.
We went to the theaters and saw this. It was all right. You know, it was a decent movie. Do you think I saw it?
No, I haven't seen Night Swim.
Oh, it's on Peacock, too.
I said it sucked.
It was
it wasn't the best.
It was a one-watch good movie.
Okay, so it didn't suck. It's just, it's a one-off. Like, worth watching. Don't really need to avoid it. If you get a chance to watch it, watch it.
It's on Peacock, so.
Yeah, watch it if you got Peacock.
Yeah, that.
And then, so what does everyone think about rebooting Scary Movie? I don't know if there's a purpose.
Motherfucker. These images are offset a little bit. Anyway.
So is Blumhouse just going to like make fun of their own movies? Like, we do a lot of horror movies and we're going to make fun of our own stuff.
Look when this movie come out originally.
July 7th.
My birthday.
7-7. That's a lie.
Oh, now you're going to say my birthday's the 8th?
Your birthday? Oh, yeah, it is a 7th.
I noticed that when I was doing this article. I saw that and I was like, this is on my new birthday.
Yeah, see?
But yeah.
7-7. That's a better birthday.
No, 7-8.
7-7-8-4.
That sounds like a fucking song.
7-7-8-4. No, get not your hookers in the door.
Glad Johnny ain't an artist, a musical artist.
You will, this guy right here, Doofy, has been riding the fame forever. That Doofy?
We're going to interview him, motherfucker. I'm talking shit about him.
Well, he is. He's been riding the fame on it. Hmm. He seems like a nice guy, though.
Oh, yeah. He's cool as shit. Hopefully, we can get him on the podcast. But yeah, Miramax and
Paramount.
Paramount. Take them together, put this one back out. I don't know if it'll have Keenan and Ivory Wayans at the helm of it. It's probably not going to be as funny because the Wayans are some funny motherfuckers.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if this should really be rebooted. I mean, you don't necessarily need to reboot Scary Movie to make a spoof on Scary Movies.
Yeah. So this one. Another
thing that I don't think needs a remake. Whatever.
Or it's a reimagining.
Oh, my bad.
But Blumhouse and Lionsgate are teaming up for a new Blair Witch Project movie, Johnny.
Yeah, you can't capture the excitement of the first one because people can research stuff now easier than what you could on before the internet was really accessible by the whole nation. So, yeah.
I would wish we could get a hold of Eduardo. Sanchez is a original.
You met him once.
Yeah, I can't find where I emailed him.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, we happened to talk to him.
About Blair Witch.
Yeah, we talked to him about Blair Witch. That's when the new one came out.
Yeah, and he was doing a Supernatural episode.
Yep. So that was
pretty. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, I've been trying to find where the email, because I thought I had his email. Because I was going to email him and see if he wanted to come on and talk about, you know, what he thought about this and what he's, catching up. But I can't find where I originally messaged him.
What do y'all think? Should Blair Witch go away and just, like, really enjoy the original one? Because I know they made a 2, right? That was kind of a stinker.
I recently watched it again.
Was it good?
I enjoyed it.
All right. I don't think it was universally enjoyed.
No, not at all.
So, do you think they should try to reimagine this? Like, who is the witch? Is that how they're going to reimagine it and do a prequel?
I don't know. They don't have really no details. So,
let us know what you think. It's like, seriously, I would really love to know what you all think about if this should get reimagined. I'm not interested. Be honest. I don't know. It doesn't push my buttons. It doesn't tickle my fancy. What's your fancy?
This movie, when it originally came out,
yeah,
it scared the shit out of me because I helped my mom
deliver papers.
I've said this before, I know. Yeah. But if you're a new listener, hopefully you are, you've heard, you hadn't heard this, but I delivered papers for my mom with my mom in Bellevue right as this came out. So it was on the newspapers. And I would do it early in the morning, and I'd have to be walking down these fucking long apartment halls, and it's super quiet and just like.
I feel like you didn't know anything about Slender Man back then.
Oh, it's spooky as shit, dude. Dude, I was like, oh man, it was like.
You hadn't seen Signs at that time either. You'd been scared.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Signs. Definitely hadn't seen Signs yet. Well, that wasn't even my up.
That's like, two, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So this was in the 90s when I was doing that.
Yeah.
So.
This movie came out in the 90s, yeah. Like 99?
Late 90s. Yeah, around that time. Yeah, you're right. Duh, I just said.
It's up there.
Somewhere around there. Let me look.
I think it was up top, but whatever. Oh, that was. Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah, 99.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But yeah, so Jim Jam would have been scared. I don't know. Y'all let us know. We can move on. Let's go. So, A Quiet Place, day one. Not going to have John Krasinski as the director. It generated with an extended trailer showcase at CinemaCon in Las Vegas. Scheduled to hit theaters on June 28th. The latest installment in the sci-fi horror franchise promises to transport audiences to the heart of New York City amidst chaos and terror. The Big Apple. We haven't seen this trailer. It has Lupita Nyong'o and Joseph Quinn. And we are going to watch this trailer. And we will be back. Because we don't want no echo. Because if you're a sound engineer and you can help us out for free, then let us know. But if not, we're going to do this on mute. And you can listen and... You muted the wrong one. Okay, not much there. They just showed them coming into, crashing into the planet, the roads and all that, and people screaming. That was pretty annoying. But, I don't know, y'all interested in more Quiet Place? Quiet Place 2 was okay. Quiet Place 1 was really good. Really good. And then the second one was okay. That one looked pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm
great actors. So, Lupita and what's his name? Joseph.
Yeah, I believe it.
I don't know. Great actors. Looks like it's going to have a good cast. And yeah, sure.
definitely go check that out, right?
Maybe. I still want to go see Godzilla, and I haven't been motivated to do that, so.
This isn't horror news, but, you know, we get...
I still haven't watched this either.
We get press releases for all genres of movies. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Madam Web, available on 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD, April 30th, Johnny.
Yeah, this didn't get good reviews. People were kind of mad. They changed a lot of it up. She's supposed to be old and blind, and yet she's young and not blind.
This one right here is my new celeb crush.
Who's that?
Who do you think it is? Sydney Sweeney, dog.
Oh. Am I supposed to know her? I know the name, but...
She's a hottie.
Yeah. Oh, is she the one that's naked in that one show?
Yeah, I guess.
Like the...
We saw a trailer for a movie not too long ago that she's in, like a romance comedy.
Okay.
But yeah, she shows her booty and thong in it. But yeah, she does not mind showing nudity at all. And she, like, I've seen people post this. I don't know where they get it. If they damn hacked or shit. But, like, nude selfies and stuff. Like,
oh.
Not a big deal because she does it in
film. Anyways.
Yeah, but yeah, Dakota Johnson, which is another person that don't mind getting nude. You know who she is? She was in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she is, I guess she's Madam Web, ain't she? Or is that her name?
Yes.
I sent off for a press copy of this, so maybe we'll get it. And we can watch and see how bad it is. This is a Sony movie.
I probably wouldn't mind it because I'm not into the lore.
Does Sony go on Movies Anywhere?
As long as it is not a Lionsgate film.
Okay.
So, yeah, because all Lionsgate says it. Yeah, Lionsgate's the only one that doesn't go into Movies Anywhere.
All right, so if we get it, then we'll have a digital copy, and which I won't be able to watch this. You can watch the 4K version, though. Right?
Yeah.
On your PS5? Don't PS5 have 4K player?
Yes. But you can watch, I mean, suppose it pulls up 4K on, or Ultra HD on Movies Anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly. Whether or not, I don't know if that matters, if it's a Roku, but, I don't know. I got a 4K TV, so.
Which I don't have a fucking.
I mean, I got a 4K TV, so there's no reason why it wouldn't pull up there on your.
I think all TVs you buy new now are pretty much 4K.
Well, no.
Pretty much.
No.
All the smart TVs are.
No.
Well, all the ones out of the TCL.
Not the smart ones.
Oh, well, I'm talking about like
the. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You say no. Now we're getting into sizes. See, size matters. In 4K, size matters. But for everyone else, guys, it doesn't matter, okay? It's the motion of the ocean.
But if you're into
the motion of the. I don't know, dude.
But so this is some Spider-Man shit, right?
Yeah. It's
part of it. If you're into that, Marvel, Sony, whatnot, check out Madam Web.
Yeah, 4:30. April
30th.
Hell yeah. We already got that. Scary Movie 6 coming to 2025. We already talked about it.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard it again.
Terrifier 3 adds Daniel Roebuck as Santa Claus. Y'all
this
may
be a really short episode.
Y'all may know Daniel Roebuck. He's racked up 250 credits over the course of his career. Lasted nearly 40 years, guys. He played Santa for a movie called Saint Nick of Bethlehem. Family-friendly movie, which Terrifier 3 will not be.
Sure it is, Johnny. Take your friends, family.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
Take your little ones and ruin their fucking whole life with all the blood and gore of Art the Clown.
And Roebuck says that he's been holding on to the secret for a while. He's excited about it because he's actually entering into the movies that he watched. He watches. It's extraordinary, he said. This is Terrifier. Bigger, badder, best. And everyone loves Terrifier, right? No. Not everyone does. That's a joke. Now, Jim Jam is going to scare you right here. This is actually Art. Hello, Art.
Oh. Art don't talk.
And you're still talking. You don't have to see the act. Hello, Art. Wave. Jesus. What are you doing today? Are you stuck in a box?
Can't breathe.
You got to do the box. You got to do the box at least once.
Whew. You want to put it on?
No, man. I don't want to put it on after your sweaty head been in.
My sweaty head is not sweaty.
That made zero sense.
I got this off Timo for $8, y'all. It's actually not too bad, huh?
Yeah, if you can see this. So, Terrifier will be out October 25th, supposedly. We'll see.
Hurt my fucking neck, dog. It's stuck to me.
Ow. Not sweaty, huh? Yeah.
It's just cold.
So, this will be out October 25th.
Not December 25th.
Yeah, it's going to be a Christmas movie. But yet not released during Christmas. Like, Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie.
It is, too.
Released in July.
It's a Christmas party movie.
Christmas in July. Let's go.
Last one of the horror news, and then we'll be in three.
Don't lie to him.
Oh, last one I have. Rob Zombie is working on a book about the making of House of Thousand Corpses. If it's an audiobook, I'll listen to it, but if not, I'm not reading it. Just be straight up.
I wouldn't read it anyways.
Oh.
Like, why did you need to make a book about it?
Why can't you just make a movie?
Yeah, but
or a video.
Don't you have a behind the scenes, a making of?
Trying to.
I want to talk about this shirt. Sorry, we're gonna just move on from that because I don't care. That's fucked up, ain't it?
Yeah, you're a dick.
This shirt right here. Look at that shirt.
My God, that is phenomenal.
Y'all need to go to Gutter Garbs and check out Friday the 13th, the final chapter. 40th anniversary. 40th anniversary, man.
It's been as long as I've been alive, though.
Yeah.
I'll be 40 in July.
And check out this shirt. Jim Jam doesn't have it pulled up, which is fine.
What website's on?
It's on Gutter Garbs.
G-U.
Gutter. T-T-E-R. Garbs, G-A-R-B-S .com.
Well, that's right there in the beginning. That's pretty cool. Fucking, this is a pretty badass shirt.
That is cool.
It's too bad it's $30. Oh, break the bank. Inflation's a mug, y'all.
Can't even zoom in on it, can you? Well, that's gay. I mean, that's stupid. I mean, that's...
That's retarded. We could say that again.
Tom Segura said the R word's coming back.
So that is retarded that you can't zoom in on that.
But anyways, it's really cool. I
can't let it watch.
Yeah.
That's as big as it's going to get.
That design is awesome. Gutter Garbs has some really cool shirts.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Look. He's got the freaking machete through the eye. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
you know he looks like a little kid.
I thought that was young Jason.
Feldman. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking badass, but damn.
Yeah, $30. I just bought, what the fuck just happened? Two It shirts from the movie It.
$50 for a zip up?
It's not bad. Not really. Well, it is bad considering it don't have sleeve, which I pay $50 for Critters. But I bought it off of, y'all aren't already following Graveyard Goods on Instagram. You should, because they have 72-hour releases on shirts. And right now they got Silent Hill. But they had it, and they're freaking awesome. And I bought the regular, and I bought the alternate variant.
That's great.
It's fucking badass.
They got Gutter Garbs. I wish
they got some really awesome shirts.
We're gonna get to the point where we can do shit like this.
All you gotta do is spend money. Anyways, let's move into Some. Funner, well, not more fun news. Just some strange news, or
we're going behind them. Basement
door. We're already there, Jim Jam. We're already there. Help! Help me!
You want to
see? I gotta see an enormous Bigfoot sculpture so I can get in front of the basement door. Built in Ohio.
Well, we're gonna see it right here. Over at the Mercer County
Fairgrounds. I wonder if this is the same people that the guy that goes around and builds the trolls. Yeah, he looks like the troll guy. Hey, well, he don't look like the troll guy.
They gonna show it done?
No, they're not.
That's retarded.
Dude, you don't have to use the word retarded. There's other words you can use.
That's arted.
That's just ridiculous.
Ridiculousness. So yeah, that's cool, I guess. If,
oh, you can scroll down. There it is.
Why don't they have it in a video? Oh, I need to hear. Let me go to full screen again. There you go, right there. There it is. That's pretty fucking cool, then.
I mean, you could probably go to their Twitter.
It's not Twitter, it's X. And it's Facebook. You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. There it is.
Oh, he's just chilling.
That's cool. I mean, his face is kind of like
a little
not proportionate to the body, but whatever. You know?
Look at over here.
Yeah. Harry.
That's a great costume.
Oh my God.
I wish I could find I wish I could find that costume. I would so walk around like conventions. That's amazing.
Yes.
I would sweat my ass off in that.
You'd be super popular too. If you had a Sasquatch, like a really good Sasquatch costume, people would love you. We could be a Sasquatch family, but I would be a bald Sasquatch and I would look exactly like I do now. I had the mange. Seen people believe that? I can wear Sasquatch feet and hands, and the mange didn't get me there.
Didn't get my balls either.
But I had to walk around naked, I guess, so that... I'm making this worse for myself. This sucks. They're fine.
Put some whitey tighties on and a big bush.
Yeah.
Buy a wig.
Just get my bush.
Just get a wig off of Amazon. Just put it in your underwear.
Oh, man.
That'd be fucking great.
There's no way.
He's.
I just made this.
What's that damn stuff people got when they can't grow hair on their body? Alopecia. You're a Bigfoot.
Alopecia.
You're a Bigfoot without alopecia.
Is it what? I don't know. Oh man, I can't.
Yeah, you can grow a beard in a bush.
Alopecia.
That's what I said.
You said alopecia.
Well, this is the Bigfoot version. No offense to any of y'all that have that.
Oh man. Anyways, the ball Bigfoot's not going. No, we're not doing it.
It's a Bigfoot without alopecia.
Anyways.
But there's alopecia. A suspect.
Alopecia.
Whatever you call it.
Alopecia. Stop. You're making me laugh about it. It's not funny.
Suspected ghost hunter found dead. This is not funny. An abandoned Italian church.
I mean, it depends on how you look at it.
There's no picture, but Johnny's going to read this entire article.
Authorities in Italy.
Do it in an Italian voice.
I don't know how to do it in Italy are investigating a bizarre mystery. It's pasta and spaghetti. Sorry.
You can do that voice. You just can't do an Asian one.
Yeah.
Involving
a suspected ghost hunter who was found dead inside an abandoned church. The very strange case reportedly began over the weekend when the unnamed woman's remains were discovered in the disused building located in country's Aosta Valley. Police subsequently determined that the woman had come to the area from France, and prior to her departure, told her family that the purpose of the trip was to find a haunted house. Authorities theorized that her fateful journey may have been inspired by a ghost hunting challenge that has become popular on TikTok in her home country.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'd like to know what that ghost hunting challenge is. However, certain aspects of the case have left investigators scratching their heads and raising the alternative possibility that the woman may have
willingly offered herself up for some kind of misguided self-sacrifice. Specifically, they noted that she was found with both knife and gunshot wounds, though there were no signs of a struggle at the scene. And yeah, some of her blood had been removed from the scene. A witness who spotted the woman in the area said that she was with a yet-to-be-identified man, and that the duo resembled vampires due to their clothing and appearance. The observer also eerily likened the victim to a walking corpse, describing her as pale and emaciated.
This bitch turned into a fucking zombie.
Yeah, as one might imagine, authorities are hoping to locate the mysterious man who was seen with the woman, as he would presumably have some insight into her misfortune. Houston police are trying to track down a burgundy van that security cameras filmed at the scene of the crime earlier this month. Chilling, investigators have also raised the possibility that the woman's death could be connected to a pair of recent missing person cases that they are also trying to solve. Can we say serial killer?
We need to see the whereabouts of Bill Cosby at the time of this.
Possibly. Bill Cosby. Do you have any information on this case? Call 931-325-9755 and leave a voicemail for Barnabas and Collins.
Or you can just text
the detectives on the case. Yes, you can text that number too to Barnabas and Collins. They will
get to the bottom of it.
Yes. Also, you're going to need to donate at least $20 to the fund.
So we can go over and find this.
This is an opposite reward thing. You have information, you pay Barnabas and Collins.
You're
hiring, to give your information.
You're hiring us to
get No. You're just giving information. Who's us? This is Barnabas and Collins.
Yeah, Barnabas
and Collins. Detectives over there in France. Okay. With a local area code number. Just so happens
it's a Google number.
Yeah. I just want to see where this actual article come from. Oh, see it in the world. Okay.
So is it true?
I guess so.
It's in Rome, Italy.
I just wanted to see, like, this wasn't from Mirror or The Sun.
All right. So, Barnabas and Collins will be on the case. You just got to send the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're remember.
Helping save a life.
Yes. I see a TikTok with Barnabas and Collins.
Excuse me.
New Nessie search calls on NASA for help. NASA only deals with
space.
And this is water.
NASA only deals with manufacturing space videos.
So they're going to make
a
new search for Loch Ness Monster has been announced for later this year, and the organizers of the endeavor are calling on NASA to join the hunt. The forthcoming event is reportedly a joint effort by the Loch Ness Centra Tourist Attraction and the Loch Ness Exploration LNE Research Group. The search is something of a sequel to a similar sizable endeavor, but together by the two organizations last summer, the effort believed to be the largest hunt for Nessie in 50 years was hampered by
poor weather.
Though it did result in worldwide headlines as well as at least one piece of compelling footage captured by an observer on the shore of Loch Ness. The forthcoming hunt will occur over the course of 4 days, beginning on May 30th, which is the 90th anniversary of the first search for Nessie, organized by Sir Edward Melton.
Back in 1934. Let's be honest. We pay NASA. NASA's not a world organization that I know of.
NASA is American.
Yeah. So, what the fuck are they doing with our money going over there?
Fucking looking for a mythical creature.
I mean, they already up in fake space.
Even though I got the mythical creature tattooed on me, but then you do.
Oh, too. I love it. I mean, but.
Would you go over there and ride around on a boat in Loch Ness?
The Loch Ness Monster is not there.
I'm just saying, would you go over
there? She dead.
She gone.
Yeah, she gone. I mean, imagine the water pollution killed her alone. But yeah, I don't know.
That's pretty cool, though. It'd be cool if the Loch Ness Monster was there, but let's be honest, it's been a long time. You know, I love the story, been the history of it. Long
time. All right, so...
what was that song?
I made it up.
Oh.
I'm a songwriter, though.
Oh, yeah? Let's hear some more of that, bud.
It's been a long time since we saw Nessie. It's been a long time because the bitch is dead.
Because the bitch is fussy. She got a mustache pussy.
Where's the Loch Ness Monster pocket pussy?
Okay. It had to be a pocket pussy, right? Because you couldn't have a Loch Ness Monster dong because it's not a male, right? But they call her
that's
Nessie.
Tail. It's a Loch Ness tail.
But yeah, it could be. So that's just tentacle, man. That's just tentacle porn, dude. It'd be a fin. It'd be a flipper. They're just flipping around. Like, and it shakes. It's like, it's shaped like, it curls up like a fucking
fist. Are you on the lookout for the Big Ball Buddy's Nessie dildo?
No. That sounds fucked up, dude. The Big Ball Buddy Nessie dildo. Like, who needs a dildo with the long of a name?
Jesus Christ. They on Amazon. My God, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm fell asleep.
It sounds like one of them descriptions on the fucking the Chinese Amazon pages. That has like 100 different descriptions for one thing. Anyway, sorry.
So we're going to go out with a video of a ghostly activity filmed at a haunted British pub. A pub. So we're going to get into it right here. We'll have to mute the sound because you know why. Oh, there's no sound, so it don't matter. Look, right there. Did you see it? The glass.
Knocked over.
There you go. Yes. Bloop. Not my sound effect. Oh, there's going to be another one. Where's it? Oh, what? Oh. They're trying to call the Ghostbusters on themselves. They commit suicide. Well, if you feel like you're alone and...
If you ever want to make it look like you're alone and you got some fishing line and a camera...
Oh, no, I wasn't going with that.
Oh, sorry.
I was trying to plug our buddy Greg's hotline.
931-325-97.
No, don't call that number for that. It's for suicide. Because the ghost was committing suicide. So if you feel like you need to commit suicide...
It had a phone.
It was trying to call the suicide hotline.
Oh.
No, the Ghostbusters. That's what I meant. Because they caught... When? Huh?
What's the number?
I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Man. I don't know what you're doing here. Jesus. Like, where are you going with this negativity?
So my thought was they're committing suicide because they're calling the Ghostbusters. But then I was like, but if you have thoughts of suicide, you should call our buddy Greg. What number was it?
I don't know.
211?
I don't know if that's the right number. I've never called it.
Oh, I hope not, buddy. Call me first. Well, call Greg.
What would you be able to do for me?
Don't do it, dog. I love you.
I mean, man. I think if you're in that point of mind, no one else matters. You're not doing it for everyone else. You're doing it for yourself.
They don't make it easy to find this number, I'll tell you that. They've done off themselves looking for it.
Wow. Dude, the suicide hotline is just, that's all you type in. Now you're going to be like, Google's going to be like, this guy is suicidal.
988.
988.
We love you. Don't do it.
Yeah.
He's going to cry. Don't cry, buddy. It's okay.
I mean, I don't want him to kill themselves.
We don't want you to. We want you to call 931-325-9755 and tell us your ghost stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or tell us if you killed somebody.
Allegedly.
And then we'll just turn your ass in.
Lead your story with, this may or may not be true, but isn't true.
No, we're not going to lead.
Tell us the true story. You get it? Because it's plausible deniability.
So I want to say this before we go. We had someone comment on our YouTube page of our sock chip challenge saying, I will read you the exact message or comment because it's quite entertaining. that people, I guess they care about us, Johnny. That's what it
do
is.
Do they?
What the fuck? I hate this stupid shit. Two big dudes running their blood pressure out of the top of their heads for views on YouTube. Very smart, guys. And this is what I replied. It's for views on TikTok. Follow us there. Thanks for watching.
Yeah. So good.
And then you can watch us blow our blood pressure out the water even more. Thanks for caring, though.
Yeah. You caring?
It's all right because I take blood pressure medicine. If I keep on losing weight, though, I might better get off of it, right? Isn't that how it works? Wait, dang, you went back to 22?
When I typed in the number, that's where it went.
Dude, he went way back to episode 22, and we're on episode 3.
That's where it popped up when I typed in 10 orders.
Sure, I'll tell you what episode. This episode is 314, Johnny. There's more than that if you combine the Beyond the Basement. And there's like 400 episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Johnny, before you comment, let's just end this shit. We're going to head on out of here, go raise our blood pressure. Not really, but yeah. I'm ready to go take a shower and lay down because I'm tired as fuck.
I'm pretty sleepy.
Johnny, for this year, this month, this evening.
It's not even the end of the month. Jesus.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for listening, for watching, for supporting us. Please go follow us on TikTok and comment on our videos.
Hey, go to our TeePublic and get you one of these right here. It's awesome. You should wear it. Make your wife wear it, your kids, and all that. Maybe one day we can make a spoof of the Big Ball Buddies versus Evil. That's all we got, y'all. We out.
Peace!
Thank you for listening to Jim Jam and Johnny in the Horror Basement and beyond. Please follow, like, share, and rate us wherever you listen to us.